Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now from KPCC Radio, our affiliate in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, in Pasadena, actually, to be correct, is Brian Watt. Brian, thanks for being with us.
Sure.
We wanted to talk about this interesting story that has broken in your neck of the woods about the motorcycle gang, the Mongols. There was a mass arrest of the gang, of members of the gang yesterday, but there was a particularly interesting twist to the case. First, tell us about the arrest and the gang, and then we'll get to the twist.
Well, they arrested 61 members of the Mongols, which is this motorcycle gang that started back in the 70s here in the Southern California area. This a very, very violent, law-breaking group of motorcycle riders. So they take down about 61 members of the gang. I think there are over 600 members nationwide, most of them, 400, are here in Southern California. So yesterday was the big arrest in California. I think they executed 160-some search warrants in states, all the way Ohio, Florida. I know they also have a chapter in New York. And so this was a major, major takedown, and they blocked off a street in downtown Los Angeles to display some of the 70 motorcycles that they seized and some of the more than 70 weapons that were seized from this gang. So a very, very massive collaboration between federal authorities with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, as well as law enforcement here in Los Angeles County.
So, Brian, the Mongols were formed a while ago as a competitor to the more famous Hells Angels. They were founded by a group of Latinos who had been rejected from the Hells Angels. They're known for their secrecy, their violence, and they're also known for a particular logo, which is at the center of the federal case. The U.S. attorney wants to actually take ownership of the logo. It's almost an intellectual property case as well as a felony racketeering case. How does this work?
Well, that's right. U.S. Attorney Tom O'Brien said this is unprecedented, that this is sort of intellectual property history where, you know, the feds essentially want to, they filed a court order that basically asks for the gang or demands that the gang forfeit its trademark. They've got this patch and this logo. It's this really scary-looking sort of, well, Mongol-looking figure with a ponytail riding a bike. And they trademarked that. The gang owns the trademark. The feds want them to forfeit it. And in the words of U.S. Attorney Tom O'Brien, if they can get that court order, then any law enforcement officer who sees a Mongol wearing his patch is authorized to stop that gang member and literally take the jacket that bears right off his back.
Forget the jacket. Some members have tattooed the logo on themselves as a celebration or a badge of honor for committing violent acts. So it might be more difficult than simply taking off a jacket.
You're absolutely right. I mean, one of the reporters there actually raised, you know, a serious constitutional right to keep the trademark. And, yeah, I mean, once it is tattooed on someone's head because they committed two murders, which is something that is known to have happened.
The head becomes evidence in court. Brian, we have to go, but that's a really fascinating case. We'll talk to you again. Brian Watt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Watt's a reporter for KPC Radio in Pasadena about the Mongols case and the confiscation of a logo.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.